This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Today is, as it happens, National Radio Day. So chalk one up for us, and thanks for listening, by the way. Along those lines, I heard the other day that August is National Catfish Month, a month where the contributions the catfish industry makes to the American economy are recognized. Most of the catfish produced in this country are produced in Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. We know a catfish farmer down in Greensboro, Alabama. His name is Townsend Kaiser. We call him up from time to time just to chat. Mr. Kaiser, it's good to talk to you again, sir.
Good to talk to you.
Let me ask you this first of all. Does National Catfish Month mean anything to you?
It means a whole lot to me and a lot of people in the South.
Yeah.
A lot of jobs in our area in Alabama as well as Mississippi and other places of the South depend on catfish for their livelihood, and National Catfish Month is a great way for us to share our product with everyone else.
Is summer a good season for you guys? Is it busy? Summer's
a busy, long season. That's our feeding season, but, you know, if we can't feed them, we can't grow them.
Yeah, I guess so. How does one feed a catfish, by the way?
We blow out a floating pellet made predominantly of corn and soybeans and some vitamins with a truck and blow it out on top of the water, and the fish come along and eat it.
Gotcha.
We probably feed 40 tons of feed a day.
Wow.
Probably about 4,000 to 5,000 tons of feed a year.
Do you ever get to go out on the water, as it were, or out on the truck doing the feeding, or are you stuck in the office doing the boring stuff?
A little bit of everything. I enjoy getting out there feeding, but sometimes I get stuck in the office getting to talk to you.
Well, I appreciate you taking the time. Last time we spoke to you, which was October-ish of last year, you were getting about $1.15 a pound
for your
catfish. Your price is holding steady?
They're a little bit below that. They're about $1.05, but the price of feed has dropped $40 a ton, so that kind of helps even things out.
Yeah, it helps you out. The reason I ask is because, you know, the big story these days is inflation and what's the Federal Reserve going to do and all that. Are you even worried about that, or are you just keeping your head down and feeding your catfish?
I'm keeping my head down, feeding my catfish. That's above my pay grade.
How big are they when they come out of the water and you take them to market?
A pound and a half to 2 pounds is the optimum size for a catfish.
How many do you grow how many do you take to market in a year or in a season?
4 to 5 million pounds.
Wow, at a pound and a half to two, that's like 2 to 2.5 million fish.
Something like that, yes, sir.
Now, is this your business that you started, or did your family start it way back, or what?
Well, it's a family business. We started in the late 60s, 1967, with my grandfather, and my father's still around, and my brother and I are carrying on the tradition as third generation catfish farmers.
Does your father still come into work?
He still comes into work every day and tells us what we did wrong.
What you did wrong. Never what you did right, though, I guess, huh?
Oh, no, sir.
Townsend Kaiser at Kaiser Farms out in Greensboro, Alabama, raises catfish down there. Mr. Kaiser, thanks very much for your time, sir.
Thank you, Mr. Rizdahl. Have a nice afternoon.
You too.